everybody, it's Ocean's Ears. I'm back. Apparently somebody doesn't like what I got to say, so I got freaking booted off again. Anyway, as soon as I get Skype up and running, I'll get the rest of the Knights of the Round Table back on, and we'll finish off this doggone show right here. Oh, that just gets on my nerves. Alright, well, let me throw on a quick tune while I get everybody back up here, and we'll work this deal out real quick. I just gotta find a tune, man. Oh, this is driving me nuts. We'll be back up here in a second. Come on, man. Really?
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, children, what's that sound?
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women, old boys, raised on shotguns. Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause the country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hello everybody, it's old King Shaziz the Terrible. We're back, and my special message to the, and I don't normally do this because I try to be mellowed out and I try not to get riled up, but to the NSA and all the secret government organizations out there jacking around with my computer, I'm going to tell you right now, kiss my ass.
And you ain't going to stop.
I am not going to stop. Right. We are not going to stop. We're going to keep on talking about what we talk about, whether you like it or not. You shut us off one time, we're going to fire it back up. And if it gets to the point where it gets too much trouble to try to get it, we'll create our own freaking internet. We don't need you. So to all you guys out there spying in, listening in, have a nice day. And on the way out, kiss my ass. We're back.
Very
sorry,
well
guys.
Don't let the firewall hit you on the ass on the way out.
Yeah. I'm getting tired of that, man. I mean, we're trying to sit here and have a good... I was right in the middle of explaining something really incredible about Tesla's sphere, you know, about how a magnetic field is in a perfect circle, and you can get these circles to couple with each other. If you could step back and you could visually see all the magnetic fields, all the ways, even the ones surrounding the Earth and all the little ones that we create, they're all coupling with each other. Try a deal. Go inside your paintbrush program and start drawing circles and see how many of them circles you can stack together. I mean, you come out with perfect geometrical shapes. It's incredible.
Well, they probably turned it off because what we're you know, I am remembering what it was. I was talking about just taking a heater you can buy, electric heater, and taking it outside and creating electricity with it.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Yeah, we don't want that getting out now, do we?
No, we don't want people to realize that, you know. Yeah, I mean, yes. So
if someone could put a few balloons up in the sky and power a little motor.
I know, exactly.
You know,
wow. What?
Well, I watched them, guys. I watched them do it. I got an intrusion attack on my damn computer, and immediately my computer restarted itself. So, I know, man.
Overflow for the win.
But little do they know.
Hidden trolls. That's what I said too. I think I made a post. I think cultists may have seen it. I see the word troll or bully. I'm a troll hunter. I don't like these guys hiding behind their screens, because whoever did that is just one of these guys sitting behind the screen.
That's all right. I'll track down the assassin.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is radio.
Hey, I'll track
down. Troll hunting. I mean, I think we all kind of are troll hunters. I mean, you know, these guys. I've dealt with them.
I will track down the IP address. Because I got other computers running simultaneously with this computer right here. I will track down the IP address, and I'll give it to all the troll hunters of the world. And yeah. fun is fun, you know, if you want
to
play.
I just got a notepad up. I thought you were going to drop it down there. I was ready to jot it down.
Well, yeah. I don't have it right offhand, but I will get it. I will get it.
You've got to dig it out, so it's all good.
I guarantee you. Anyway,
you know, I tell cultists a story about when I first started doing this. And guys, to be honest, you know, I've been doing this since the beginning of the year, you know, so it's been like I say in my videos every day, it's like a massive, massive jump, it seems. I learn so many things every day, it's amazing, because of you guys, I mean, really, and I appreciate it, but now I'm getting really off topic and thinking about how much I appreciate you guys, but I tried to put a product, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it, a cultist kind of knows what the specifics, so he'll understand this probably better than anybody else. I think Terry's listening now. He'll understand. But anyway, I put a product on eBay. It was basically trying to spread the word of Tesla. I wanted people to see, them to see it. I had no clue what I was doing. But then I was contacted by federal patent officers, telecommunicating big companies, satellite crazy companies, contacted by intellectual rat lawyers, patent lawyers, all kinds of stuff. And to be honest, it was the first time I'd ever been in that situation, and it scared the crap out of me. It made me immediately stop what I was doing, which was probably what they wanted me to do, and I proceeded then to just kind of get a little angry about it and start running tests constantly. And I said,
"Why are you afraid of them scumbags?"
I'm not anymore. You know, thanks to you guys too, because I feel like, you know, I mean, I've learned a lot through the months about what actually happened. But since we're, you know, this is going to be live and people can hear it. Hey guys. You know, you tried to do that, and what's funny is I have a computer like you, and I still have all the information about every single one of you guys, try it again. That's all I can say. Try to stop the spread of Tesla and the spread of knowledge. Try it again and see what happens.
Abrams there, something sad. I went down to a science fair yesterday, and all week I was trying to get a hold of somebody to maybe donate a coil to get them to set up down there, possibly get my own table, and met nothing but resistance. And out of the five people I was talking to at the university, the only person who actually knew who Tesla was happened to be a biology teacher, and that just really blew my mind.
Well, that's how the story really started. My son was not allowed to be Tesla. He's in second grade at the beginning of the year, supposed to pick somebody from history. You know, famous person from history that changed things. Well, you know, my wife, and lovingly called Mrs. Edison, thanks to me, she said Tesla. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool, you know, and I was like, all right, and we went and tried to find a book in the library at his school. Not a single book, not a single child's book. Hint, guys.
Sad. It's depressing.
Nothing. But then he wasn't allowed. He was not allowed. I went back and forth with the teacher, over and over and over. It was not allowed. We even went to the public library, got a big, thick 130-page paperback book on Tesla. Went through it all, wrote all the little stuff out so he'd have his little speech to do his oral report, and he wasn't allowed to be in. It just got so ridiculous, I finally just gave up and said, oh, whatever, this is so weird, I don't understand what the deal is, but okay. And he was, we're in North Carolina, and he was Orville Wright, or the other Wright, one of the Wright brothers, and not putting down airplanes or anything. I mean, heck, that's cool, but it's just as if they don't want it there. But to end this awful story with a good part about, 3 months later, after buying a kit from Slayer Exciter on eBay, buy one, guys. It's a great kit. Change your life. A little advertisement. But I went from that.
Don't buy a Teslatronics one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buy them from Gary or already, but.
The thing is,
just
is yeah, you know, there was a thing, it was an international art night. It was about 3 months later, and I somehow got my way in there and talked to the principals and whatever, and they allowed me to bring a fully functioning Tesla coil. And yeah, it was only shooting maybe, 4, 5, 6-inch arcs out of it. Oh, maybe a little bigger than that, because I was just getting going on it, to be honest. I had no, I had an idea what I was doing, but to take it into a public place. So, not allowing my son to be Tesla, well, I'm just going to set up a ton of Tesla coils and a ton of things in your art room at your school 3 months later, and thousands of kids, at least 1,000 kids. So
they're all, ooh.
Yeah, amazed. Like, and, you had groups of them that just kept coming back over and over and over and just asking questions. And, I ran a coil. I retired. I made a video on YouTube. It's called Retiring the Coil. That was the one I ran. But I ran it I was there for 3 hours, and it was on the majority of the time, kicking it on and off, and I had no idea what I was doing, but I know for a fact, I've worked my way into the school systems here, to do some things, maybe to show some kids. I've also, I'm in the process of building and donating coils. I was contacted by the Philadelphia Tesla Club. I didn't really know much about him. I still don't. I need to read the information. But the president contacted me a couple days ago wanting to buy some of the coils I had on eBay off of me, and I had a price. I couldn't do it because I've got kids and I got to survive. And but I told him to send me some information because it's all good and it's not corporate and crazy and whatever. I'd be willing just to make something and donate it. And that's the thing I want everybody to realize. If you're out there and you really want to do this, but you can't, for some reason you can't get a coil, or or something's wrong or something's up, give me a call. Talk to me. I'll wrap one up in bubble wrap and send it to you. I'll make you one. I just need to see what you're doing, and if you're doing good and right, then like I tell everybody, I got your back. Especially when it comes to testing and research. So, anyway, I've talked too much, guys.
Well, you know what? These guys out here that keep on trying to do this crazy stuff, even if it was a troll or whatever, I saw the incoming attack, and right after it happened, my computer freaking shut itself down and restarted right in the middle of the show. They don't want us saying what we're saying. That's all there is to it. I don't care who believes it or who doesn't believe it. This, proof is in the pudding. Every time we get to talking about certain subjects, we start having technical difficulties out there. I'm not going to I'm not going to stop saying it. Period.
That just goes to show that what we're talking about actually probably is true, and probably could actually flip the tide of things. And obviously, powers that be don't want that getting out.
Well, if the men in black show up at my door while I'm in my lab, I'm gonna light them up. I'm gonna fire up every coil I got, and I'm gonna light them up. That's all there's to it.
Get that old Shazam coil going there.
I'm gonna stand their hair on its end. That's all there's to it. So
that's why I made the Tesla coil, John. Anyway,
I want to see that thing on video.
It's on video. You've got to go way back on the YouTube site, because
you have
to
post that on your Google.
Okay, I will. It's funny. I mean, there's two videos. There's one where I'm first testing it. Heck, guys, you can watch the whole thing where I got the idea from Sebastian. Because I was trying to hold one of the coils one day, turning it on, grabbing it from the bottom and holding it, and I was just like doing really, just getting shocked over and over, and dropping it. And
chicken.
And then I was like, hey, what if I took one of the kids' super soakers, put a coil on it, and then just like, anyway. There was an issue about bringing that to the kids' school. into the school.
Oh, I super soakers.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was, and I will say this, the principal was cool. She said, basically, she said, well, you know, 50% of the people will be fine with it, the other won't, and I'll definitely hear something about it. And I was just so happy that she was even letting me do what I was about to do, that I said, well, it'll stay in the van, no problem. I don't want to give you any problem. I want to be able to come back and do this again and stuff. And yeah, so I left it in there. So there's, you know, a super soaker. I mean, a super soaker painted with copper paint, you know, with a Tesla coil on it. Oh, my God, whatever. And, you know, that's...
Guys, we're down to the wire. We're down to the last 8 minutes of the show. So this is about the time we go around and going to have to make it brief so we don't cut into somebody else's show time. But either way, if you got a YouTube, pop it out there. If you got some message of peace, hope, and love, or whatever, you know, who wants to go first?
I'll banter up my page. Just head over to Kultus, K-U-L-T-U-S dot Weebly, Weebly.com. Suss out my Atmo Motor Research, and all my projects are on there, so head over there and take a look at that. My YouTube is youtube.com/Desert Experimenter.
So who we got next?
Alright, Ryan, you go next, buddy.
Guys, if you want to find me, you can go on YouTube. You just type in Abrams Lab, just in the search box. I'm not going to spell anything. Abrams is in, like, Abrams Tank, and Lab is in Lab. You just type that in and type Tesla coil behind it. You're going to find something that says Abrams Lab on there, I'm sure. And if you guys want to see some really cool pictures and videos and links from everybody I've been talking to, you guys can get on the Google Plus. That'll be Abrams Lab / or space. And then it'll say Tesla art. So there's all kinds of really cool art, from steampunk to just heck, man. It's all about Tesla. And cool. That's pretty much how you get a hold of me anyway and what I'm doing. And God bless you all, and I appreciate you guys letting me talk and rant. And
anytime, brother. You're one of the honorable knights of the round table. Just come back anytime you want.
Well, thank you. Another thing I've got a buddy, his name's Terry Woodruff.
Bring him with you.
He's helped me through, man, all kinds of crazy Tesla things. And, you know, I talk to him every day. He's a very, very good guy. Anyway, just wanted to say that. All right, guys, I'm done.
Cool.
I'd just like to say, as Shazis said before, to the men in black or the NSA out there, hey, you're not going to stop us, so keep up your good work.
Yeah. And in the famous last words of a crazy, wild-haired science guy to the NSA and all you government creeps, kiss my ass. I said it twice on my show. Sorry.
Step it up a notch. Tell him to go find a donkey and have a...
Ah! How about you, Mitko?
Yeah, I just want to tell something about the truth. I know it's not Russia. I know it's not China. I'm not going to say it. You know the answer. And that's it.
All right. Well, with that said, Jonathan, you got anything? Is he still there?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, that's about it for the Knights of the Round Table. Stay tuned, because we will be back next week again and again and again and again, no matter what. If you shut me down, somebody else will fire it up, because Cultus has a computer and he'll fire his up, or we'll get everybody set up and everybody will keep the show rolling whether you like it or not.
And hey, Shizzes, when you get that podcast up, you should actually maybe bookmark that spot where we started talking about that right before we got cut off, and maybe highlight that.
Yeah, well, it'd be at the end of the deal there. I could actually put it up in two sections. I was going to edit it and put it in all in one stream, but...
Yeah, put a title on it, like before and after.
Yeah.
Before and then after. Oh, after a little bit. And they know what we were talking about. Yeah. I'm going to run some tests today on this exact same thing.
All right, guys. Well, with that said, thanks to all the Knights of the Round Table and all the listeners out there, all the different networks, and I apologize, even though it wasn't my fault, for the whole interruption of the show, but we'll be back. You know, it's like that song, I get knocked down and I get back up again. Tub Thumping, they sing it. So go listen to that song. That's us. With that said, peace and love, everybody. Take care.
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how do you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh! How'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We'll routine to call a scene, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam art. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-able. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Serve the table, always routine to serve the table and the knights of the round table.